Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be covering the 20th perek, the 20th chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. Now after the Kivush and Yishuv Haaretz have been complete, so they have now conquered the land, they now have separated and divided the land into its proportions. Now we're entering into one interesting mitzvah which throws back to the times of the Torah. This perek is only 9 psukim long, and it describes one thing and one thing alone. That is the establishment of the Arei Miklat, or the cities of refuge. The cities of refuge, as the perek explains, as Yehoshua explained, are a place where people who murder by mistake go to avoid the Redeemer of the blood. So let's say that you have a fellow who kills somebody by mistake, but the victim has relatives. Those relatives can pursue or avenge the blood of the killer, unless that killer manages to get to the Ir HaMiklat, to the city of refuge, in time. When he gets to the city of refuge, Yehoshua describes how that he will arrive at the entrance of the city and announce his predicament, and the elders of the city will give him refuge to live there until the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, passes away. Which means to say he could be there a lifetime before being able to return from his personal exile to his own city and family and house. And this is the story of the Arei Miklat. And in fact, the Navi over here tells us that Yehoshua set aside 3 of these cities on the east bank of the Jordan and 3 of these cities on the west bank of the Jordan. So there were 6 in total at this point in time. There are a lot of interesting things to think about when looking at this perek. Number one, this is the one and only place in Tanakh. That's the Malbim speaking, and we can check this out. We can see that this is actually the only time that it ever starts off with the words Vayedaber Hashem El, that Hashem spoke to, and a Navi other than Moshe, after the Torah. Meaning to say, Hashem, there's Amira, the way it's described that Hashem said, but spoke to in this direct fashion, is never used elsewhere in all of Nach. And the Malbim understands that to mean that nowhere else in Nach is there a commandment given to a Navi, which has the same level as Torah, as the Torah itself, as laws, which are on the same plateau as the Torah, except for the section which extends on to the halachas of Arei Miklat. The Nevi'im can certainly get what's called a Gilui Milsa, an explanation, understanding of what went on the Torah, but they don't get additions. This is an addition, that's why it's the only time elsewhere that this section, a continuation of the Torah, as described in Parshas Matos and in Sefer Devarim, continues over here. Just an interesting one of its kind anomaly. Number two, you may have been doing the math and noticed that there is a little bit of a problem over here. That is that there are 2.5 tribes on the east bank of the Jordan, and there are 2.5 tribes, and then 9.5 tribes on the west bank. Now, with that proportion of math, it doesn't make sense that you have an equal amount of refuge cities on the right and the left. The proportion is different. It is just simply should be completely different. Why does it fall out this way? It should be a quarter to three quarters ratio. So the Gemara itself in Marcos asks this question and responds by Begilad Nefishi Roitzchem, that in the area of Gilad, which is the Menashe side on the right hand side on the east bank of the Jordan, there were lots of murderers, and that's why it is that they had to have more Arei Miklat. Which is a little bit of a strange answer, to be frank, because the Arei Miklat, these cities of refuge, really are only offering refuge to those who murder incidentally, not because these are homicide cases. So how is it more addressing the fact that there happen to be more of these cities of refuge on the east bank by the fact that there are more murderers around, more intentional murders around? So there are two answers which are given, and they both are very profound. One is operationally very interesting, and that is that we imagine that only those who murder unintentionally are the ones who go to the Arei Miklat. Well, the truth is, as the Gemara describes, based on these psukim themselves, anybody who, Rachmana Litzlan, was in the category of murdering, whether it be first-degree murder, second-degree murder, unintentional murder, whatever the case was, they would all run to the Arei Miklat. What would happen after that would be just to find safe refuge. Then there would be a due process. The due process would be everybody would be taken to court, and their case would be investigated. Should they be found to be an accidental murderer, they would be returned to the Arei Miklat in safety, with an escort, and that's where they would stay for the tenure of the duration of their exile. Or if they were found to be intentional, then they would be killed. So meaning to say that the Ira Miklat was always the first place. So if you have a lot more regular murderers, even if they're unintentional, everybody still finds their way to the Ira Miklat in the first place. So operationally, that just helps us understand how this works. But then there's a much more profound answer as well. This is the Shem Yishmol, the Sakachov Rebbe, the second Sakachov Rebbe, explains that really we, our subconscious, our decisions, our mistakes that we make are a good indication of what's really going on, what we really care about. Meaning to say, the reason why a person has to bring a korban chatas, which is a very significant investment, if a person breaks Shabbos by mistake, is it indicates that there's some sort of blame that we are accountable for even mistakes. Why? Because when we really care about something, we don't make mistakes. We don't by mistake step on the third track of the railway. Because even though that one can make that mistake, one doesn't because it's just too big a mistake to make. So in life, we need to make sure that the things that matter are too big a mistake to make. And if the level of depravity in society is such that murder really isn't a big deal, then you know what's going to happen in that society? There are also going to be lots of mistakes which kill people as well. So the mistakes in society are an indication of the value system of that society. If on the east bank of the Jordan, murder wasn't such a big deal, then in fact as well, we will see that there's going to be a rise in incidental murder as well. And this just helps us have an access as to why it is that we needed to have these extra Ari Miklat on the right-hand side. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.